Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
For starting your morning with us here on the Daily Tip. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Denton Day filling in for Jenks. And in mere moments here on the show, we welcome in Rick Neuheisel, former UCLA head coach and analyst for CBS Sports and Sirius XM. And what better time to talk to him than this week, where last night we had the latest iteration of the college football playoff rankings. And it just feels like there's always chaos and arguments brewing when it comes to college football. Now that the field has been expanded to 12 teams, there are more fan bases that are involved. And even on the outside looking in, there are fan bases that feel like they should be in that top 12. So let's bring him in now. He is Rick Neuheisel, former UCLA head coach, and as I mentioned, an analyst for CBS Sports, and does a lot of stuff for Sirius XM. So Rick, let me ask you this. Do you feel like the current playoff scenario where we have 12 teams in, do you think the committee got it right with the current format?
You know, it's so up to the, you know, the eye of the beholder. It's difficult to argue. There's a couple places. I think Notre Dame is getting a giant pass by virtue of their rock star status. The fact that they're that far ahead of Miami, the gap closed, but they played each other. And in every other case, Texas being ahead of Oklahoma, Georgia being ahead of Ole Miss, Alabama being ahead of Georgia, the team that won the head-to-head competition is ahead. The reason BYU fell to 12 and not past that was they beat Utah. I mean, to sit here and have Miami that far behind Notre Dame, and I guess there's some recency issues there, but if you go back a couple years, there was one reason that Texas got into the four-team playoff along with Alabama when Alabama beat Georgia, and Georgia and Florida State were sent packing. The reason was Texas had beaten Alabama earlier in the year. So I don't understand why they're just giving Miami this absolute snub right now.
Coach, it's great to have you on. Great to talk to you. You mentioned that BYU loss. I'm curious. We saw Texas Tech jump Ole Miss. I feel like it's very rare that we see a Big 12 team jump an SEC team. What did you take away from that matchup with Texas Tech and BYU that led them to jumping Ole Miss?
Well, Texas Tech has as good a defense as anybody in the country, with the possible exception of Ohio State, who still hasn't given up 100 points yet. They're the only FBS team that's given up less than 100, and it's at 65. And here comes an overmatched UCLA team, so that number's not going to change that much, I don't believe. But it's a incredible comprised team that they spent lavishly on. And that's not to take away from Joey McGuire and his staff. That's just to point out that they went and bought the finest of meats and cheeses to put this thing together, and it's paying off handsomely. I mean, the folks that spent the money, the Double Eagle Energy guys, got to be giddy about how this stock is going up.
Yeah, and it does feel like there is a pathway that Texas Tech could possibly be one of those top four seeds. You know, if some other things kind of fall into place, because clearly the committee is pretty high on them.
There's no question the committee's high on them. They're the class of the Big 12. And given the plight of the ACC and the Big 12, last night we had seven SEC teams in the top 14 teams, guys. And each of them, it's plausible, and it wouldn't shock me at all if all seven of them end up with no more than two losses. If that were to take place, if Texas wins at Georgia this weekend and Oklahoma wins at Alabama this weekend, if that takes place, we are in for carnage like you can't imagine, because now you're going to have seven SEC teams. You're going to have probably 3 to 4 Big Ten teams that are all wanting there, which means to me, I think we're bracing ourselves for one from the Big 12, one from the ACC, and then that little team that could, Notre Dame, sitting right there. Somebody in that SEC seven-some is going to be outside looking in, and Greg Sankey's going to squawk again.
So I love that you bring that up, Coach. Do you feel like, even though Miami has a really good resume right now, that their only avenue to getting in is if they find themselves in and win the ACC championship, or can they get in at large?
The only way they're going to get in at large is if somebody in that committee room that has some absolute presence is going to stand up and say, what are we doing? We're sitting here putting Notre Dame in, and that's imagining Notre Dame squeaking by Pitt this week and maybe having a close game with one of their two remaining opponents, maybe Stanford in the finale. And all of a sudden you're sitting there going, we're keeping Miami out and imagining Miami winning, you know, thoroughly throughout and bludgeoning Pitt in the season finale. And we're going to punish them because they beat Notre Dame? What is wrong with us? We have to put them ahead of Notre Dame, but it's very difficult because Notre Dame is the apple of everybody's eye when it comes to what they bring to the television sets.
Oh, absolutely. So I think these rankings are great for the sake of, you know, it provides discussion throughout the year, and it's exciting because so many people feel like they have their hat in the ring. But when it comes to who is actually winning a national title, how big is the pool? Like, how many teams can actually win a national championship this year?
This year, I think the number is bigger than it's ever been. And I think it's all because of the parity being brought about by the transfer portal. All of these teams that we're talking about, Ohio State, Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Texas Tech, Ole Miss, Oregon, Notre Dame, Texas, Oklahoma, are all spending lavishly. They're all spending lavishly. I mean, oil is in big supply in this. In that, if you look at this, you look at Texas A&M, you look at Texas Tech, you look at some of these teams. Texas at number 10. There is money in these programs. We had a guy on our program the other day that said that $30 million transferred on June 30th in the Texas Tech. Roster $30 million that getting ahead of the House settlement, which now limited any spending after July 1 to 20.5. They were $30 million already into salaries going forward. So you can imagine what was going on at Ohio State and Texas. I mean, how we're going to go back and get the genie back in the bottle, guys, for what we spent on the rosters this year is going to be really interesting.
I mean, you're going to need nothing short of divine intervention for that one, Coach. You mentioned Oregon. Do you have any concerns with the way that they played offense the past couple of weeks?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know, they're down receivers. They actually leaned on a running game, and Dante Moore came through at the end of the game. They're a really good team. They're not the same team they were a year ago, but they're a really good team. But they got to prove it. I mean, they got Minnesota on Friday night. Then the Trojans come to town. Then they have to go to Washington, which is one of their top rivals there in the Northwest. It's not going to be easy. Jed Fish has been terrific at Washington at home. So if they get there by winning all three of those games, they'll have deserved it.
Do you think Texas A&M fans have a right to feel disrespected? To where we hear all these discussions about, okay, what's the gap between Ohio State and Indiana? How big is it? But it feels like it's never the gap between Ohio State and Texas A&M. Like, that doesn't feel like the discussion to me. Do you think people are sleeping on the Aggies?
A&M has a chance to win the SEC championship without playing Ole Miss, without playing Bama, without playing Georgia, without playing Oklahoma, and without playing Vandy. They have a chance to win the championship. That's nuts. That's nuts. Now, they'll have to probably play one of those teams in the championship game, and we'll see how they fare against Texas. But the bottom line is, we are at the mercy with these giant conferences of schedules, and these schedules need to be scrutinized a little closer. By the way, A&M's also played four teams that have already had their coaches fired this year. And they're getting ready to play a team without their offensive coordinators. Mike Shula got whacked by South Carolina. They are having this, and this is not to take away from Marcel Reed or Mike Elko or all the great yeoman work being done. Reuben Owens II, they are playing great football and deserve to be lauded. But if I'm worrying about where I am relative to Indiana and Ohio State, I'm worrying about the wrong things. One of those teams is coming behind me because they're going to get beat in the conference championship, assuming those two teams play each other. So all you have to do is hold serve, and you're going to be right where you want to be. I wouldn't say very much because the schedule has been absolutely wonderful, not to mention the referee in South Bend who just didn't notice the guy tackling the guy right in front of Marcel Reed on 4th and 11.
Coach, how big is the gap between Ohio State and everybody else?
You know, I don't know, Denton, if that's as big as maybe we see. I think Matt Patricia's the Broyles Award winner. He's been spectacular in his role as the new coordinator there, taking over some new names, but they have been absolutely swarming. And I think Ryan Day's right there for Coach of the Year, given that he's given up some of the ego offensively to play complementary football, limiting the amount of plays. Julian Sayin is an 80%+ passer, which is just ridiculous given his lack of experience. I mean, they're that good. But I don't think they run the ball just with ease. And I believe a team that has the wherewithal to be in the trenches with them and not get punched in the mouth and get moved around, a team that has a ability to stay in the game with them will make it a very close game. And unlike Indiana, they don't have any experience in a close game right now. I mean, if you go back earlier in the year, I think it was Ohio that was down 13-9 in the third quarter. I don't see this as the most explosive version of Ohio State, so I think people can stay in the game. And that means it'll be, if somebody can get him in the fourth quarter, it'll be the first time that Ohio State really has to sweat.
It's crazy how now that the playoffs have expanded, it almost feels like some of the same themes you see in March Madness, where you see this, where like a big favorite, like a Kentucky, gets down to like a small school and they don't know what to do. I'm not saying that Ohio State falls in that category, but your point is well received that they just haven't been through a lot of adversity this year. I wanted to get your take on this because obviously you are a former head coach. Can you quantify what Kurt Cignetti has meant to Indiana? Like, obviously casual fans see like, hey, he's doing a great job. But can you expand on that? Like, just how big has he been for this program?
It defies logic. I mean, first of all, it's a new paradigm. So we've never seen somebody come to a new school and be able to bring 13 of his players with him. That's new, right? But to have 2 years in a row of starting the season 10-0, he's one of three guys who have done that in the Big Ten. One was Urban Meyer in 12 and 13. The other guy was a guy by the name of Fielding Yost, who did it in 1901 and 2. I mean, what are we doing here? This is Indiana. This is a team that has lost more games in college football than anybody else. If you're an Indiana fan, you wake up and you just keep checking to make sure that this is not an alternate universe, that everything is up, and everything is down is down. It's just maniacal what he has gotten done in this deal, and he has this flair for just kind of giving that smirk, the Google me comment. I mean, he's been great for college football. I am a devout parishioner at the Church of Cignetti. I'm here for it. I want more of it.
Oh, man. If that doesn't get you hyped up to watch Indiana, I don't know what will. Absolutely amazing stuff from Rick Neuheisel today. Thanks so much for coming on. He is a former, longtime college football head coach and analyst for CBS Sports and Sirius XM. Great stuff today, Rick. We really thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Coach.
You guys are great. Now, you need to play me out with that ABBA song, Fernando, because Mendoza was incredible, too. The question at the beginning of the song is, can you hear the drums, Fernando? They can hear the drums in Bloomington, I promise you. It's been unbelievable.
I feel like this is what's great about college football. The people that love college football, they really love college football. And, like, the passion, it feels unparalleled in.
I mean, it's exactly that. I have, over the course of the years now, Chelsea, working in it as frequently as I do, I've grown to love it significantly more than I love the NFL, because there's a passion that you just cannot create in other areas. There's something about the college and everyone feeling like they're a part of it, and because you feel like you're a part of it, you're so much more invested into it. It's so much fun.
Yeah, even though fun doesn't feel like the word, when, like, I lived in Alabama and Georgia, and my first on-air job was in the state of Alabama covering Alabama football, that feels like a religion. Like, fun doesn't feel like the right word. Like,
pressure,
people
maybe
base their entire lives around it, and I wonder how that lady's doing that wanted to win the lottery so she could fire Kalen DeBoer and pay his buyout. Wonder what she's doing these days.
Hopefully,
all right,
nice
coming up next,
instead.
Best bets. Right? Best bets come your way next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.